In New Orleans, one tiny community radio station has had a very big impact on the city's culture and especially its music. For more than 20 years, WWOZ has been recording performances at clubs, festivals, and on New Orleans streets. Its collection of live shows includes thousands of hours of material, a collection that barely survived Hurricane Katrina. But now it's making its way to a new home at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
WWOZ's first digs positioned the upstart station perfectly to broadcast some of New Orleans' greatest musicians. The studio was in the beer storage shed, just above the performance stage at the city's premier nightclub, Tipitina's. Local lore has it that someone punched a hole in the floor, and when a notable act showed up, the DJ would just lower a microphone down the opening.
Would you like to play a Ray Charles tune for us?
At the drop of a hat.
I love it.
In 1982, WWOZ's founding manager, Jerry Brock, interviewed pianist James Booker just 1 year before the local jazz legend died.
Come back as if you didn't know. Baby! Mama, please don't go!
This is one of the oldest recordings made by WWOZ. It was rescued by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. OZ, as it's affectionately called, soon moved from the beer closet to a three-room shack in Armstrong Park. Times were always tight for the all-volunteer operation, but it kept broadcasting and recording. Its collection grew, and despite best efforts at preservation, thousands of hours of classic New Orleans music were stashed in an ordinary storage shed when Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. Luckily, says David Friedman, OZ's current general manager, the floodwaters stopped right at the facility's loading dock.
In a way, it was a blessing in disguise. First of all, we didn't lose our tapes to the water. And secondly, we were forced into dealing with this wonderful problem we had created, which is we had this incredible, priceless collection.
OZ made many of its recordings, like this one of Beau Jacques and the Zydeco High Rollers, at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Oh, where me Mardi Gras? Where ça vient from, pardon? Oh, where me Mardi Gras? Where ça vient pour le one and pardon? OZ General Manager David Friedman says these recordings may have survived the flood, but the mold and cold was just as threatening. Friedman turned to the Grammy Foundation for help and later to the Library of Congress, which 3 years earlier had named the collection to its National Recording Registry. The library agreed to store the recordings and Friedman started shipping off crates.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deacon John!
One of my favorite is a recording that we did of Deacon John, who is a local icon, and he did this incredible blues piece, electric guitar that's just scintillating.
It could take more than 10 years to catalog and digitize OZ's vast collection, but Gene Deanna, head of the recorded sound section at the Library of Congress, says he's thrilled to get it.
The collection is remarkable. It's full of treasures. It's absolutely an all-star lineup of New Orleans jazz and blues performers. Right now we're looking at about 3,000 hours, and I understand there's more to come.
But more than the sheer volume, the labor-intensive process is complicated by the multiple types of formats the station used to record live performances. Everything from a standard cassette to multi-track video equipment. And the station is still at it. Just last month, WWOZ caught up with the Wild Magnolias Mardi Gras Indians, practicing in a packed social hall. Hey, Papa Nito, dancing and moaning. WWOZ is currently broadcasting from temporary digs in the French Quarter. Its shack in Armstrong Park didn't survive Katrina. And informality still reigns at the station. Nothing stops a visitor from walking straight into the broadcast studio, which no longer has a hole in the floor.
And you are singing and swinging with WWOZ, 90.7 FM, New Orleans.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.